Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chiwachung. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 66, the verses 10 to 14. Isaiah chapter 66, 10 to 14. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice greatly with her, all you who mourn over her. For you will nurse and be satisfied at her comforting breasts. You will drink deeply and delight in her overflowing abundance. For this is what the Lord says, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the wealth of nations like a flooding stream. You will nurse and be carried on her arm and dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. When you see this, your heart will rejoice, and you will flourish like grass. The hand of the Lord will be made known to his servants, but his fury will be shown to his foes. My theme for reflection is, when weary bones dance again. When weary bones dance again. It has been said that nothing wakes you up faster than stepping on a Lego in the dark. Some shocks to the system come small and sharp, but others, like the bone-deep weariness Isaiah speaks to, creep into us slowly, like heavy fog thickening over time. After long seasons of exile, disappointment, and sorrow, Israel had become spiritually exhausted, ready for restoration, but struggling to believe it was even possible. Into that bone-tired hopelessness, God speaks a word not of more burdens, but of motherly comfort and overflowing joy. Isaiah's vision in chapter 66 is startling in its tenderness. After chapters full of warnings and judgments, here we are given the image of God not as a distant ruler or harsh judge, but as a nurturing mother. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. Isaiah 66, verse 13. Carbath once wrote, "The gospel is not a natural word. It is a joyful shout from God to the broken heart of the world." This passage is that joyful shout, God declaring that even the most fractured, fragile hearts can be restored. The prophet invites the people to rejoice not because their strength has returned or their problems are gone, but because God has returned to them. Jerusalem, once a symbol of loss and shame, is now pictured as a mother brimming with life-giving nourishment. In their exhaustion, the people will not be asked to strive harder or fix themselves. They will be fed, cradled, and restored. The image of bones flourishing like grass signals an inside-out renewal, a resurrection of the very parts of us we thought were too broken to heal. For us today, living in the light of Easter, Isaiah's words hum with even greater power. Through Christ's resurrection, we know that despair is never the end of the story. The God who conquered death also reaches into our bone-tired places with tenderness, rebuilding hope where we thought only rubble remained. We are not called to pretend life is not hard, but to trust that even now, God is birthing joy in the places we thought were permanently barren. This season, as we move from the celebration of Easter into ordinary time, we are reminded that the resurrection is not a one-day event, but a daily reality. It is the daily invitation to find our strength, not in our striving, but in God's nurturing embrace. And it is the reminder that even in seasons of deep weariness, God's promise still stands. Your tired bones will dance again. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in your life right now do you most need to experience God's nurturing motherly comfort? Number two, how might receiving God's comfort equip you to extend comfort to someone else? And now our practical exercise for the day. Today, find 10 minutes to sit quietly with God. Imagine yourself as a weary child, simply being held by Him. Allow yourself to breathe deeply and receive His comfort without trying to perform, fix, or explain anything. Tender and mighty God, thank you for the promise that you cradle us in our weariness and breathe new life into our broken bones. Teach us to rest in your arms, to trust in your nurturing love, and to rejoice in the life you are always bringing with us, within us. Help us to be carriers of your comfort to a weary world. In the name of the risen Christ, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.